Okay. Good morning. Kes Zion Teves, 3rd of January. We are in Shoftim, Perek Zion Pasuk Hey and Vav. Let's read the Pesukim again. Quickly review what we said yesterday. Vayored es ha'am el ha'moyim. Vayomer Hashem el Gidon. So the nation went down to the water. And Hashem said to Gidon, Kol asher yalok bilishono min ha'mayim. Asher yalok hakelev tatzig oso levad v'chol asher yichre al birchov lishtos. Anyone who laps up from the water the way a dog laps up, stand him alone, and anyone who bows down to drink. Period, which is a strange way to end the pasuk. But he misbaham alakakim biyadam el pihem shalosh meos ish. And the ones who lapped into their hands were 300. V'chol yesaram karal birchayim lishto ismayim, and all the rest bowed down. And we see in the next pasuk Zion that the ones who lapped up, those 300 who lapped up, those were the ones who went to battle. So we said there was a machlokas rishonim here, Rashi on one side, Rashi and the Mahari Kra on one side, the Abar Benel Malbim. Metsudos on the other side. Rashi and the Marikra learn, Rashi, it's not totally Beferish. Marikra says, the spell is out Beferish, that there are three groups of people. Three groups of people over here. There were those that lapped up like dogs. There were those that bowed down and stuck their face straight in the water. And then there were those who lapped up from their hands. Okay, those are the three groups. The first pasuk is talking about the first two groups, the ones who lapped up like dogs, and the ones who bowed down, stuck their face in the water. Those two would not go to the war. Those two did not go to battle. And the third group that lapped from their hands, they would go to battle. So three groups according to Rashi, according to the Marikra. The first pasuk is only talking about two of the groups, and the meaning pasuk Hey is talking about two groups that didn't go. Pasuk Vav is talking about the one group that did go. That's according to Rashi Marikra. According to the Abar Benel, Malbim, Mitsudos, there's only two groups. There's only two groups. There's the lapping groups, and there is the bowing down groups. The lapping groups, the groups that lapped up, were the group that went to battle with Gidon, and the ones that bowed down did not go to battle with Gidon. The Abar Benel,
there's only two groups to begin with.
According to Rashi, there's three groups. There's those that lap like a dog. There's those that bend down, stuck their face in the water, and the ones that lapped into their hands.
Three groups.
Lapping like a dog, bowing down, and lapping from your hand.
We're going to go into this, I'm sure, but I want to understand the difference between the three groups. You know, what was why one group, you know, was turned away, what group.
Can I join?
Please. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem.
Ari,
nice to meet you, Eli. Okay.
Second to the boss.
So okay. I want to understand why Hashem was one away and took the, you know, what went and went. We're going to go into that more. You understand my question?
Yes. What is this test exactly? Yeah. What is the test? And why were those that were lapping up chosen, and those that bowing down were not chosen? We're going to get into
bowing
that. That's exactly what we're going to get into.
What? Bowing down was the Zorah. What was the lapping up or, you know?
What's the lapping up? Yes. We're going to get into all that. Okay. So, just again to clarify, according to the opinion that there's only two groups here. There's a lapping group, a group that laps up, and a group that bows down and sticks their face in the water. Okay, so there's a stira, which the Abar Benel is bothered with the stira, because the Abar Benel learns like that. There's a contradiction, because first in Pasuk Hey, it calls the lappers those that lap like a dog, and then in Pasuk Vav, it says they lap from their hands. So are they lapping like dogs, or are they lapping from the hands? That's the problem with the Abar Benel's pshat. And the Abar Benel answers that no, the ikkar is whether you're lapping or just sticking your face straight into the water. Those that stick their face straight into the water, so they have to bow down, as opposed to those that lap up, don't necessarily bow down. And the Iker is about bowing down. Why? Because what's the symbolism here? The ones that are bowing down, we know that they are used to bowing down. Bowing down to what? Avodah Zarah, right? So those that are bowing down are used to bowing down to Avodah Zarah, and we don't want those guys, okay? We want lapers, because lapers don't bow down. That's the Abar Benel, okay? Again, the problem is, though, it says it differently in Pasuk and different Vav. Sounds like it's two different groups, which is why Rashi learns there are two different leper groups, and there's three groups altogether. Okay,
one is negative,
and one of the lepers is a negative group, and that, right. And the other kasha, according to the Bar Benel, is we wouldn't think that it would be a good thing to be compared to a dog. Okay, which we have to get into also.
Why are you comparing to dogs?
According to Rashi and the Marikra, you're not taking the ones that lap like dogs. You're taking the ones that lapped like people from their hands. Okay, that's according to Rashi. According to the Barbanel, you're taking the ones that lap like dogs, and that's a question. Why are you taking them if they lap like dogs? So again, the Barbanel.
Hashem put this test.
Yes.
Comparing Am Yisrael.
To dogs. Why like dogs? Okay. Again, so according to Rashi and the Marikra, it's the bad guys that are like dogs. So that's not a kasha, right? Because those are the good ones you didn't take. According to the Barbanel and the Malbim and the Mitsudos, the ones that are compared to dogs you did take. So why? So we have to get into that. We're probably not going to get up to that today, but we do have to get up into that. Okay. Again, what's shver though, according to Rashi, is the first pasuk. Is only saying the bad guys, okay? Where it sounds like it's two different groups that you would think, because again, we started in Pasuk Dalid. Hashem says, I'm going to tell you who's going to go to fight and who's not going to go to fight. I'm going to tell you who's going to go, who's not going to go. Okay? According to the way Rashi learns, though, it seems all Hashem is saying is who shouldn't go. Okay? Because Pasuk Hey is about all the ones that shouldn't go. The ones that lap like dogs, and the ones that bow down, those shouldn't go. And then Pasuk Vav, and who's going? The rest. The rest who didn't do that, meaning they just lapped with their hands, they are the ones that went. Okay, so it's not, it's not congruent, meaning according to the Abar Benel, so Pasuk Hey and Pasuk Vav are both talking about the same two groups. There's two groups altogether, right? Pasuk Hey says, the ones who lapped went, the ones who bowed down did not go. And then in Pasuk Vav it says, the same thing, right? The ones So again, it's talking about both groups. The ones that lapped up, they went to fight, as opposed to the ones that bowed down, did not go to fight. Okay, so the psukim, again, have rayas either way, depending on who you're learning like. It has rise either way. Okay, so what's the whole, now we have to go into what's the whole test about? Okay, what's this test about? First of all, why are you going down to water? Why is water important? And why is, and what is the symbolism over here? Okay, so Rashi, Abar Benel, Radak, they all learn that it has to do with bowing down. Okay, that's what it has to do with. The people that bow down, it's because they bow down to Avodah Zarah. What type of Avodah Zarah? Either the Baal or?
Who did he break?
Either the Baal or they bow down to their own reflection. They were bowing down to their own reflection.
The narcissistic
pshat. Okay, that was the Malbim pshat, that they're bowing down to their own. It's a medrash. The medrash says they bow down to their own reflection. And what's that about? That's about kochi v'yotzim yadi. Okay, ones that are bowing down to their reflection. It's all about me, right? It's all about me. There's no Hashem. Hashem doesn't do anything. It's about me. If we're going to win the battle, that's me. Okay, those are the narcissists. That's one shot. Either they're bowing down to bow. Okay, that's one symbolism. Okay, another symbolism which we started to get into is the Ralbag. Okay, the Ralbag says, and he says, remember, we're having a whole vetting process over here. The army started off with how many?
30,000.
First we started out with 32,000. 32,000 was the army started that they came to. I was actually listening to Rev Norgeshol. This was not a compulsory draft over here. This is whoever wanted to come came, right? So it's interesting. Even though the only ones who wanted to come came, still Hashem says, they're not going. It's too big. I'm not taking all these guys. They're going to say that it's because of us that we won the battle. They're going to say, therefore I don't want them. Okay, so we had the first vetting. What was the first vetting process? What happened?
Well, 22,000 went home.
22,000 went home. Based on?
Based on the fear and the Yare V'Chared.
What were they afraid of? They're afraid of their Averis, right? Those are afraid of their Averis. That was, okay, now you're left with 10,000, okay? And this is the second vetting process, okay? The 10,000, okay? So the Ralbach says, so first you have those that were afraid of their Averis, and now what's the second vetting process about? It's about people who are lazy, okay? If you're bowing down, you just go on the ground, bow down and drink, so that's laziness, right? As opposed to having to scoop up with your hand, pick it up and drink it, those people are giborim. Those are giborim, and those are the people we want to go out to battle, okay? That's a second symbolism. So either Avodah Zarah or lazy versus not lazy, okay? We have other symbolism over here, which is... I'm reading now from the Mesillas Nevi'im, has a beautiful piece over here. Okay, so he brings from the Baal Akeda. Okay, the Baal Akeda also says like the Ralbag, and he otam b'to'eles hanisayin. Another reason for this type of test, mi roi lotzis l'milchemes Hashem b'giborim. Who is fitting to go out and fight? Lamadnu midivrei Baal HaKedah anal, asher pasuk dvar of Yair, yivar shal milchamos hamefursamos heim lomod ala milchamos hanistaros ki heim hayoser misukenes. That the revealed battles are teaching us the hidden battles, and the hidden battles is where the real danger is. Ubetoch dvarav, okay? And the, what does he mean by that? The revealed battles and the hidden battles? What's the revealed?
Yetzirah.
Oh, very good. Right. Excellent. Right. Yetzirah. And what else? What else do we know if we come to this year? Whenever there's a war with an enemy, what does that mean? What's really happening if we're fighting against an enemy? What type of problem?
They're not doing
a spiritual problem, right? A spiritual problem, right? There's never going to be a physical battle. There's never going to be a physical danger to Klal Yisrael if spiritually we're strong. If spiritually we're keeping mitzvahs, doing what we're supposed to do, so then there's no threat from the outside. The threat from the outside comes when we are chaser, when we are not acting the way we're supposed to.
Accept that as a meaning without a different understanding, a base. There's only a certain amount of people in Yadut, in our Yiddishkeit, that are like this, like you were saying now, they're responsible. If they're not responsible, you have a war. There are many millions and millions of people that are not at all, you know, into religion, and they're Jewish.
True.
I don't understand how you can
use that as
an explanation. Why can't we use the explanation that we have battles? We're talking about Eretz Yisrael, I'm not talking about Eretz Yisrael. We have battles because there are enemies and we have to conquer certain areas and we have to be alert. We have to do what we have to do.
100%.
Why do we take it out of that realm?
We're not taking it out of that realm, but what are the battles about? What are all the battles about Klal Yisrael about? And why is Klal Yisrael Klal Yisrael? What's the idea of Klal Yisrael? Why is there a nation of Klal Yisrael? Why do we have a nation, a people, Klal Yisrael?
We were spiritual, we were a holy people.
Good.
And we have to live in a certain place.
Right.
It's been that battle since Shimshon and before that time with the Pelishtim, and that's where it's at. Anything else is beyond that point, I have no idea why.
Okay.
But the Torah tells us the brachas and the klalas, that when we have a bracha, they'll run. One will chase 10,000. So, and the claw is the other way around. So you see that. So you see that there is. We're going to have battles, but our success is a function
of...
But you're talking, you're not talking
killed.
About
I mean,
in the battle, you're talking about why it came in the first place.
Yeah, 100%. We are a light. We are a light unto the nations, right? That's why we are here. We are Hashem's people, and we are here to teach... Right, and we are here to teach the world how to act, okay? Our job is to bring good to the world and to eradicate evil. That's the job of the Jewish people. That's, the wars we fight, even though they look like physical wars, but they're not. The wars before in the Torah, who do we fight against? We fight against Amalek, right? What's Amalek represent, right? Amalek represents evil. Amalek represents evil. And the same thing, going into Canaan, going into Eretz Yisrael, who was living there? The Canaanim. And the Canaanim were acting in evil ways. And our job is to eradicate the evil, destroy the Avodah Zarah, destroy, right? And teach the world about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what Avram Avinu did, and that's the job of Klal Yisrael to do that. And if we're lacking in our mission, then there's two ways. We could either do tshuva on our own, or Hashem brings our enemies to bring us to tshuva, which we find over.
To God.
True.
You see it in our day and age. It's not us alone, because we're fighting amongst ourselves.
Which is a problem, right?
So no, and it's going to be that problem until something happens from the outside to change the mentality, and it's going to happen through other people. It can't happen from us. We've been gullalized, or what do you want to call it, for 3,000 years. We're Christianized. We're whatever we are. We're finished. It needs a new beginning, and the new beginning is already starting. And it's going to happen, but it's not happening from us. It can't be from us. And I don't understand this battle business.
Okay, we'll talk more after. It's a good question. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try to be brief.
Yes.
That's where we have trouble.
The shiur is 5 minutes shorter and
I don't want to say
than usual, so nowadays. So Ravelli has to try and move fast. But I think the nekuda that you raise is basically, from the way you said it, it sounds like every time you have an enemy is because you did something wrong. But coming into Eretz Yisrael, they're automatically enemies, not because you have so there's an exception to that. And to say it is a klal that every time you have an enemy, you have to start doing tshuva, because that's you caused it.
Oh.
I think that's not always true. It's true in a lot of cases that we've been learning, but it's not in the case of when you come into Eretz Yisrael and you have to conquer. They're not. It's not because.
One second. Yeah. Well, okay, so thank you for clarifying. That was good, mm-hmm. Right? What I meant was, okay, coming into Eretz Yisrael was definitely different, 100%. And that was about eradicating evil, and we didn't have any problems. We didn't have any problems coming into Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua won all the battles decisively. Except the only time in Yeshua where Yeshua had a problem in a battle, time is when someone did an Aveira. When who did an Aveira? Achan did an Aveira, and that's when we lost the battle. Otherwise, in Sefer Yeshua, we find that when we were acting the way we were supposed to act, we didn't lose in the battles. Well, now I'm talking about now what's happening in Shoftim is we see over and over again, and it's clear in the Psukim. It's very clear in the Psukim. Klal Yisrael does Aveiras. We do Aveiras, the enemy comes. The enemy comes, they attack us, they overtake us. The Shofei comes, and the Shofei brings us to Tshuva, and the Shofei brings us to Tshuva, and then we win the battle. This is Sefer Shoftim. This is what's happening in Sefer Shoftim in the entire... Right. So when we do what we're supposed to do, we don't have a problem with the enemies coming to attack us, and when we don't, this is the theme of Sefer Shoftim. This is what's happening in Sefer Shoftim. That's what's happening over and over again.
Isn't it a little too much
with Herzl's
head?
The enemy's among us.
Good name for a book. Isn't it a little too much to ask with, Am Yisrael was steeped in Avodah Zarah for years, and now, it's almost overnight that we're expecting all traces to be expunged. So yes, they will be bowing. When they drink water, they might be bowing down. I mean, we're expecting this catharsis overnight. It's a little difficult. Like you mentioned, we're in Galut so many years, and we come with the lichluch, and it's going to take a while to clean that out. I'm not saying this is 2,000 years, but obviously it's not. But I'm saying just they're so ingrained with the Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, well, I get that.
They're trying to, go in the right direction, but it's not... they're not mashlim.
No, 100%. That it is a process. So we see it is a process over here, right? They're not all. Cholesterol is not all ready yet at this point to go and fight. They're not. You can't take everyone, and that's why we had to minimize the army, right? Started with again, these 32,000 came voluntarily. They're coming. We're with you, Gideon. We want to fight the enemy. We want to fight, right? Still, they're not on the Madrega yet. They're not on the level yet. This is what we see, and this is the famous. I just heard. We mentioned this a few times that they came to Rav Chaim Brisker, and they said that the Maskilim are making fun of us, right? They make plays about Tanakh, and they make fun. And how do they make fun? They put on this whole play that a huge army goes out to battle. Huge army goes out, yeah? And all of a sudden, the Kohen gets up and he says, whoever planted a vineyard, you can go home. And a few people leave. And whoever just got married, you can go home. And a few people go home. And whoever built a new house can go home. And they went home. Yeah? And then they said, whoever's afraid of the Averis, go home. And everyone leaves the battlefield except for the Baal Shem Tov and the Chavetz Chaim and whatever it was. A few Gedolim remain. And then they say, oh, we got to fight. But I'm not going to fight. You go first because you're a bigger God than me. And you go first because you're a bigger God than me. Yeah? Right? And they came to Rav Chaim. They're all upset. And they're making fun of us. And Rav Chaim says, what do you mean? They're right. They're 100% right. Except they didn't say the end of the story. The end of the story is that they win the war, right? Those few Gedolim go and they win the war. That's exactly this battle with Gedolim. That's exactly what's happening. He has an army, 32,000. Midyan is, what's the Lashon? The Rove, they're a tremendous, tremendous army, right? They've oppressed us for 7 years. You get an army together, 32,000, and Hashem says, it's too big. It's too big. The army's too big, right? Go home. 22,000 go home. Another 9,700 go home. Who's left?
Less than 1%.
300 soldiers are going out to fight. So what is this? Is this a physical battle or is it a spiritual battle? What's going on here? Is it physical or is it spiritual? Obviously, there's spiritual thing going on over here. And this is what the test is about, okay? So we said one symbolism of the test is it... are the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The ones who are bowing down, they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they go home. Okay? The Ralbag says, those that are lazy. We need Giborim, and Giborim, again, I would say, according to the Ralbag, he doesn't mean just physically, but he means in Avodah Hashem also. There are those that are lazy, just do what you have to do, and there are those that are Giborim. Yeah?
Is it because the laziness is... they're doing something undignified? Is it something as pasnished? In other words, is there a tzad avera to the act itself, or is it just in general, the problem is just the mida of laziness?
Okay, so you bring out the next point. According to the Ralbag, it sounds like just the mida of laziness, but this is the Akedah's next point, okay? The Akedah says, "Ubetok tavarav, ve'efshir sha'alekika, ve'habilti kriya, those that bowed down and drank straight from the water, as opposed to those who lifted up the water and brought it to them, show different midos. He says those that fell to the floor, bowed down and drank straight from the water, that those are Bali Taiba. Okay, I want my water, I want it now, I go down and I drink it, as opposed to those that have shleimus, those that have shalita. How do we say that?
Control,
thank you. Control over themselves, control over their midos, right? Those are the people who lift the water to them. He said, I heard a very good story that Rav Norgeshel brought, that there was a Talmud of the Admor Meirajin, the Rajina Rebbe, okay? And a Talmud of his, and he went to another great person. I don't know if it was a Litvish Gadol or it was a Hasidish Gadol. He didn't say in the story, but he went to another great person, and this other great person asked the Talmud of the Rishina, tell me the godless, tell me the greatness of your Rebbe. And he says, you want to know the greatness of my Rebbe? When my Rebbe eats, he never brings his face down to the food. He always brings the food up to his face. And this Gadol sort of laughed it off, you know, and they sat down to eat, and he said, try it, you know? And the Gadol saw it's not so simple, right? Our natural tendency is to stick our faces into the food. It takes tremendous shlita, tremendous control, someone who really works on his midas to be able to lift the food up to his mouth. And this is what, this is the balakeda, this is what he's talking about over here. So who are we looking for? Who are we looking for over here? Those that are Moshel B'Yitzra, those that have control over their Yetzirah, that's what we're talking about, not the Balei Taiva. And that's the test. The ones bowing down, sticking their face in the water, that's the Balei Taiva. That's not who we want to fight. Those aren't the tzaddikim. Those aren't the ones we want. We want the ones who are totally in control.
Is this the laziness pshat still, or it's a new pshat?
There's a new pshat. There's a new pshat.
No, I was asking before, is the laziness because what they're doing is grub?
That's what I said. This is what you were saying is the next level. This is the next level of that, right? I think again, the Rabbag was just talking about who's lazy, who's not lazy, as opposed to the Akedah is adding another dimension to this, and it's about who's really in control, who's Molech, who's Moshel, the Yitzra, and he goes on over here. I can't read it all, but he says, before we go out to conquer the enemies of the Jewish people, namdu anshiat savad lemivchan imhem begeder Moshel berucho. We have to have a test. Are these people who are in control of their own ruach? The hutzgu levad elu shekaru v'naf lefnei tshukoseihem. And he put aside those that just are into their taiva. Ki achriya mora al bumus ha-taiva lishtois pamachas. Bezeh shekaru al birchem lehachnis harosh v'apel l'toch ha-mayim kedei le'malei gronam. Those that stick their face into the water just to drink it up quickly right away. Haru ladas al hisnahagusam hagasa beseder achila v'shtia. Right? It shows what type of people they are by the way they eat. Bebechinas. Who does this remind you of? Someone who's just into his taiva when it comes to food. What's an example from Esav. What's an example from the Chumash? Esav, right? What did Esav say?
Halitainina,
right? Halitainina. Pour it down, right? Give me the soup. Just pour it down, right? Pour it into me. That's not how a gadol. That's not how someone who's Moshel B'Yitzro. That's not how someone who's in control of themselves eats.
It sounds like the essence of it all is that you can't be really focused. That you need to be in a battle if your mind's on other things. And if your mind's on mishigas, whatever you want to call it, takes you away, you're not going to be successful.
Good. Halal lo yatzlichu lichbosh esoam ba'od shel atzman ein lahem shlita. Exactly what you just said, yeah? If you don't have shlita, you don't have control over yourself, there's no way you can have control over the troops, over the army, over the enemy. La'umaze, elu shel lakaku b'lishonam u'biyadam kima kima. Those that lifted the water to them and they drank. By the way, how much are you going to be able to drink when you put it in your hand?
Very little.
Not so much, yeah? Right? You try that. Not so much water stays in your hand. It's little... bit kishkol hazman srichim lechakos besivlonos ubaorech ruach ad sheyachzeru lemalos es yedehem. Right, you have to have patience. Right, you want to be in control, you have to have patience. I talk most of the day to young guys, yeah, and they ask me, Ellie, what do I need to be ready? Am I ready to get married? What do I need to be ready to get married? Yeah. So one of the things I tell them, you guys tell me if I'm right, is patience, right? Patience. You have to have patience. You want to be ready to get married, you got to have patience.
That's what I'm
telling you. Who's the gibor? Who's the gibor? Who's really strong? What's Pirkei Avos say? Hakovish es Yitzro. And he brings now the Kilas Yaakov. Kishafu lefidarchum avarsha mechavin lebeichnam im lohatim acher hashtia. The test here is, are they going totally after their taiva? Diaduhu shakelev, kishemalaklik bilishono meamayim shoiv ma'at. Derek Likikaso. So this is going actually on the pshat that the lapping of a dog were the ones that were chosen, okay? Going with that pshat, he says, why? Because when a dog laps up, as opposed to the person just sticking his whole mouth into the water, so it's he's going to get little bits, even though we saw the tongue.
You saw
not,
it?
It didn't go, I don't think, on the Navi thing. Did you send it?
I sent it to the Navi.
I didn't see it on there. Okay, maybe it didn't go. She'enu yachol lishev harbe bebas achas. V'zeu amr ko asher yilok bilishono min amayim. V'enakam vana shemamish yashpil el amayim lokik mishav. It doesn't mean that they stuck their face into the water. They drank little by little. Oh, al yedei shechaitzo el hamayim lilkoit shevada eno shosukim ma'at mizer. Or afil al yedei sheshoi biyado me'anar vadai shemayim otim yeshiva b'kaf ad hegiu el piv. And certainly if you pick up the water, there's going to be very little left by the time it gets to your mouth. Achein kol asher yichra al birchov zem more be'etzba sherotze lishtois harbe. The ones who bow down, so they want to drink a lot. They're balei taiva. It's not about just taking away the thirst. It's about filling their taivas. That's what it's about. Like Esav, they want to drink balalata. Okay, so now, according to this pshat, we said, according to the pshat, that there's only two groups, okay? There's two groups. There's the lappers, and there are the bowers. Okay, the ones who bow down. So the lappers, in one pasuk, it compares them to lapping like a dog in pasuk A, and then in pasuk Vav, it says they lap with their hands. So that was a stira. That was a contradiction. So he says, now that's answered. Vayom Hashem el Gildon, kol asher yilak b'lishono min hamayim, haynu debezeb bilvad shemelakakim meichichim al atzman sheshoysim mayim b'meshura kidei tzamam. Anyone who's lapping, it doesn't matter if you lap like a dog or you lap with your hand, either way, if you're lapping, you're doing it slow. You're not a bal taiva, like sticking your face in. Achen yisrael kedoshim osifu v'nagu silsel b'atzman, shlo yimshchu akra yitzum b'shtia meruba v'lo lakaku ella mitoch yadam. Right, Mekleisa was on a madrega where they actually lifted up their hands. Ulafika chizker akasav shemulakakim gadru geder. And it could be, by the way, also to answer. How are we doing with time? It could be again the Kliyakar. Okay, so he's going with that there are if there are two groups over here, right? According to that, there's two groups over here. Okay, so why? No, I'm mixing up. I'm sorry. If there are three groups, according to the pshat, that there are three groups, so how come you're only talking about in pasuk vav, right? You're only talking about malakakim biyadam, and you're not talking about the ones that malakik like a dog. So he said, either because no one actually did it that way, okay? There were only people who either stuck their face into the water, or the people who lifted with their hands, right? Or that those were the ones that were actually on the object. Okay, so again, we have the symbolism here is either the ones bowing down where they were bowing down because of Avodah Zarah, right? Or the ones bowing down are lazy, as opposed to the ones lifting up the water are not lazy. Or the third pshat, and the beautiful pshat, is that it's all about those that are Bali Taiva versus those that are in control of their Yetzirah, okay? That's the third pshat. And the ones that are lifting up the water, those people are in control. Okay, we have more to learn here. Bez Hashem, Monday. Bye.